Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Chicago has seen double the amount of people hopping on their bikes to get around in the last 5 years. But the city isn't the best or safest place to cycle. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chicago was ranked the third worst in 2023 of 163 big cities for bikeability. That's according to biking advocacy nonprofit People for Bikes. I sat down with Lacey Cordero, who's a Chicago family biking volunteer, and Amy Rinell, the executive director of the Active Transportation Alliance, to discuss what can be done to ensure safety for all folks on the road, plus how to build on this momentum to get even more people cycling. Here's Lacey remarking on how she's already seeing so many people out and biking around for the season.
I spend a lot of my time coordinating school bike rides, like bike buses in the morning, and there's so much energy on those rides, mm-hmm. and I see so much joy as the kids start to feel safer in the protected bike lanes and know that there is a path that they can ride independently to school.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing evidence of it myself, just on my own commutes on the weekend, on the weekdays coming here to Navy Pier, just lots of families. It's really nice to see. What do you think, Amy, it is about this moment that we're in that is getting more folks on two wheels?
The infrastructure that the city's been building is lower stress. So that means the trail network where you're not interacting with cars at all, the protected bike lanes with concrete where you're physically separated from faster moving vehicles has made a huge difference. And just seeing the build out of the network showing you that you can get so many more places mm-hmm. via bicycle. And quite honestly, you'll get there faster most of the time.
I believe that too. What do you think though that this says about our other modes of transportation here in Chicago, Lacey?
I see people walking, biking, taking the train. I think people are starting to just not think of the car as a default. And I know so many friends now that often will get to work on a divvy mm-hmm. and then a bus.
I think motorists are also tired of paying for gas.
Exactly. Right? People are thinking outside the box and getting creative about how to reinvent their commute.
So as I said, bike safety has been a big issue here in Chicago for a while, especially with the city's historically low ratings for bikeability. Last year, we were ranked the third worst by a People for Bikes report. I mean, how safe or dangerous would you say, Amy, that it is to bike here in Chicago?
Yeah, that ranking is...
First of all, was that surprising to you?
A lot of it hinges on the fact that our speed limit is so high. And our city council is currently debating lowering the speed limit on our streets,
right,
which we really need to do to save lives.
From 30 to 25 miles per hour.
And if you think about the size of vehicles and the speed of vehicles and reaction times, 5 miles slower will save lives. So it's really important for pedestrians, for people in wheelchairs or using walkers, for cyclists, that we slow cars down and that we build our infrastructure so that we drive slower. So you see that in some neighborhoods where there are bump outs to make pedestrian crossings safer and shorter, where the road's a little narrower so you can't drive so fast and other things. So it's important that we have a package of safety solutions to make all of us feel safe in whatever way we get around.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Lacey? What do you think? How safe or dangerous is this city in your view?
I would build off what Amy says, looking at experiences riding with kids. I mean, try to imagine yourself as an 8-year-old on a bike learning, getting used to the streets for, you know, your first year, meandering through potholes, and then having a car speed by you 40 miles per hour mm-hmm. trying to get through a yellow light. It really can create an impression on that kid and make them decide, hey, I'm not ready for this. So if we can create bump outs and obstacles to be in between a kid and a car, I think that will absolutely help. Also, there's been tons of data showing that if cars are going under 20 miles per hour, the chance of significant injury or fatality is so much less. And I think we need to start listening to that data.
And on the same token, talk more about some of the biggest problems we're seeing today when it comes to bike safety. You first, Amy.
Speeding is a big one. Mm-hmm. Cars have gotten so much bigger. That's another.
And when you say speeding, are you saying like the cyclist is riding too fast?
No, car speeds are up.
Okay.
And that has been a trend that has been exacerbated by the pandemic and just reckless driving in general. Vehicles are a lot larger. So if you look at the height of the front of cars at this stage, I'm 5 feet. Some of them come up to the top of my head and you cannot see people in front of you and around you. Our safety system for vehicles is all around safety for people inside the car. It does not test safety for people outside the car. Mm. So that's one of the reasons pedestrians and cyclists aren't feeling safe and aren't safe in a lot of different spots in our city because they're not separated from these really large cars that aren't built for their safety.
Yeah. Lacey, last year we actually saw more of an effort from the city to fine drivers who were blocking bike lanes. That was the Smart Streets Ordinance, of course. You're smiling and nodding
Absolutely.
Because you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was passed back in March of last year. So as a biking safety advocate, your initial reaction to that? I think the smile says it all.
I love that ordinance, and I think it speaks volumes to see all the city council come together and prioritize safety for pedestrians and cyclists in this manner. However, the pilot has yet to roll out on that. Speaking on behalf of Chicago Family Biking, I could say that we would like to see more priority
So
put
you mean
on that.
Since March of 2023, we haven't seen them make good on this specific effort?
Last we heard, they are ready to launch, but they were slowed by the city procurement process.
Okay. Well, aside from this Smart Streets ordinance, I mean, what else would you say the city has done recently to improve bike safety and bikeability here?
The Chicago Works, which is the capital investment program in our infrastructure, the city has been able to prioritize a lot of those resources towards building safe bike and pedestrian infrastructure. So a lot of the things you see in your neighborhood today that weren't there 3 years ago are because of this capital funding that has allowed the city to do what it has always needed to do without going through the longer process with the state and federal dollars. So those city dollars have been immensely helpful.
I want to go back to speed, which is something that we've talked a bit about. As we mentioned, council is considering lowering the speed limit from 30 to 25. Have you heard from motorists at all about this proposal, Amy or Lacey?
We know that I've testified on this at city council and at the state level.
Oh, have you?
And what I've heard from folks outside of our network who are fighting so hard for this is that people don't like getting tickets. People against it are people who don't want tickets. And people who are for safety for everyone. The lower speed limit saves lives for people inside the car in addition to pedestrians and bicyclists. We want people to move the conversation on. And the city is really committed to looking at the fines and fee structure to make it equitable and building off pilots that they've done to that end to make sure that parking tickets and other things don't bankrupt folks.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts, Lacey?
I do think as more neighborhoods are starting to see protected bike lanes and more infrastructure come about, community members are starting to see the benefits of these and a difference in their neighborhoods as more people are biking and recognizing that maybe it's going to take me 10 minutes longer on my commute mm-hmm. to create a safer community. And I think there's a lot of people welcome to that.
WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
What do you think about the city building more bike lanes, Amy?
So the city has about 4,000 miles of roadway, to put it into perspective, not including alleys, which is probably another 1,000 miles of roadway. We have about 420 miles of that that's designated for biking in one way or another, be it a off-street trail, on-street protected bike lane, or just a marked bikeway. So we want to see that built out in a way that more of it is safer and connected to each other. So we're building out neighborhood networks so people can get around their neighborhood, but most of us travel through many neighborhoods every day to meet our needs, be it school, our jobs, grocery shopping, pharmacy, what have you. So the neighborhood by neighborhood approach is helpful, but we need those neighborhoods connected to one another because we are a city of neighborhoods where we meet our needs. So
Many of them are protected as well with a barrier between the cyclists and the cars. I know there are also more the pedestrian bump outs, right? I don't know that I've seen them on my travels, but it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it is something that we don't have space for on every road, you know.
Yeah, but you feel more comfortable biking.
And crossing as a pedestrian. If you're crossing five lanes a road to get across, it's really hard for slower walkers, for anyone really. So making that crossing shorter is just pivotal.
Yeah. Lacey, what do you think the average Chicagoan doesn't understand about biking in the city?
I think people have a misconception that biking should be a weekend recreational activity. Just a tip, if you don't want to deal with a grocery store parking lot or hauling your groceries, most grocery stores in Chicago now have bike lanes right by the front door. You can actually get your errands done this way. I welcome everybody to talk to people in their community that do bike. There's often a slow street option where you maybe go a little bit longer route, but avoid that busy street that feels a little intimidating when you first get out on a bike. And I think a lot of people in the community are willing to help out and help with those resources.
That's a good point. And I want to talk more about this this biking analysis that's been sponsored by the Chicago Department of Transportation that found, as I said earlier, that double the amount of people are cycling now. So not only did they find that more people are riding bikes, but that more people are going on neighborhood trips. What does that say to you, Amy? Why do you think that we're seeing that?
I think it's a few different things. One is many neighborhoods are getting little networks built out, so it's visually obvious that you can get around your neighborhood. But also we have seen just this overwhelming body of information come out in the last 5 years around the impact of transportation on climate change. And transportation in Illinois being the sector that contributes the most to greenhouse gas emissions. And one of the most important things that we can do in our everyday lives is to stop doing those short trips via car and use other modes that are cleaner and more sustainable. And there's a lot of people in the city really committed to that. And the third thing I would say is owning a car is increasingly very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And the more we built out safer options for folks to get around that aren't expensive, that are more equitable, we're going to see more people biking, walking, and taking trains and buses.
For sure. Do you think it's important, Lacey, to build off of this momentum? Is that the goal here, getting more people on bikes?
I do. And one thing I love to see in this study, that the growth shown here in Chicago was the highest percentage of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. I think that's phenomenal, and it really speaks volumes to show we now have evidence that if the city is willing to work with communities and build the infrastructure, the people will ride and help reduce congestion.
I mean, is that all it will take to make biking more attractive to more Chicagoans? Anything else you think can be done? Because I think a lot of folks who drive, for instance, I mean, they know the argument that it's expensive to, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but we know we're paying it and it's a pain. But what else you think can make it more shiny, you know, the appeal of a bike?
So we're in Bike Month, actually.
And yes, that's right.
If you go to our website, activetrans.org/bikemonth,
yes,
you will find on there a bunch of events happening in the region where you can connect with people in your neighborhood or community or town and learn about how they get around, demystify how to carry your groceries on a bike, and other things like that. We also have the Bike Commuter Challenge going on. And really fun. Anyone can join, and you'll find that information on the website as well. And you track your miles commuting to work, and you compete with each other. So companies and nonprofits and groups like WBEZ compete with organizations of like size for the amount of miles biked to work.
Yeah.
And people can win their office. They can win their, you know, prizes and other things.
That's awesome.
What's really neat about it is there's resources on that website about how to get started and how to, I commute to work. It's a decently long commute, about 10 miles. And I try to do it without sweating a lot. And you can do that. People think it's really hard, but it doesn't have to be that hard.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned how to get started, because there are people listening right now to us talk who might be thinking, I want to start biking, but I don't have one. So do you two have suggestions of places maybe where people can go and buy bikes that aren't too expensive?
There are community bike shops. The city is so rich with
them. Absolutely.
So many. And they will teach you what you need to know about your bike, as well as what gear you need for the type of biking you want to do.
Yeah, that's key. Any other tips, Lacey?
I will highly recommend Chicago Family Biking's Facebook group. I see numerous posts every day where a parent will say, I have kids this, this, and this age. I have a tight parking space. I don't have a garage spot for a bike. What options are available to me? And there is a plethora of families willing to share opinions and help out.
Speaking of Chicago Family Biking, how are you all celebrating Bike Month?
Chicago Family Biking has a record number of critical mass rides planned for the entire summer. I think we're up over 70 rides for the year now, adding new neighborhoods by the day. But if you go to chicagofamilybiking.org, you can find a critical mass ride by you. And what that is a large group rides with adults essentially protecting kids. So it's a perfect opportunity for a new kid that's just off training wheels that wants to learn.
Wonderful. We'll leave it there. Happy Bike Month to you both. Lacey Cordero is a volunteer with Chicago Family Biking, and Amy Rynell is the executive director at Active Transportation Alliance. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. Want to stay on top of the latest news in Chicago? Well, make sure to sign up at wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.